Welcome to Artist Alley Aftermath, GalaxyCon, Richmond, day one. There's a lot of GalaxyCons, and I straight up forget, like, which one I'm at. I've said Raleigh probably about 9 or 10 times today. So, Rosa, which is my oldest daughter, she's 12. She accompanied me to GalaxyCon Richmond this weekend, and so since we're here and we're conveniently sleeping in the same hotel room, we're going to talk a little bit about the show today. And we're recording this on Facebook Live as well, but it's we're recording the audio to put on the Faith and Fandom podcast. So if you actually listen to that anyway, you'll hear that. But overall experience, because this was your first GalaxyCon, so how did you feel about it?
There was a lot there.
There's a lot there.
Yes.
Use your big girl voice.
I am.
Well, make your big girl voice louder. So when you say there was a lot there, like, what was a lot? Like, the vendors, the artists, the people, like, what was the lot part?
There was a lot of celebrities and art.
Out of the celebrities, who impressed you the most?
I really don't know. Probably Deku.
So, like, there's a ton of celebrities there. Like, there's people, like, William Shatner is there. LeVar Burton is there. Will Wheaton. A lot of the Star Trek The Next Generation cast is there. There's lots of wrestlers. Barry Bostwick is there from Rocky Horror and all the other things Barry Bostwick's done since then. Like, for me, there's a few Walking Dead people here. John Barenthal, which was Shane / The Punisher, he had to back out. But for me, like, my favorite person, the only person I really intended to meet was Cooper Andrews, who plays Jerry on The Walking Dead. He's also the foster dad to the Shazamly in Shazam. And, which, fun fact, got to find out today that Shazam 2 and Black Adam are both filming at the same time this summer. That's a little fun fact I got from talking to Cooper. But Cooper Andrews, who plays that role, you know, he was the one person I wanted to meet. I actually just started following him on Instagram when Shazam was filming because of just how cool he was on Zachary Levi's Instagram feed. And so, like, he's the reason I bought a bowler hat. We talked about bowler hats and Shazam, and, you know, he wears these, like, flagrant scarves attached to his bowler hat when he wears it, and I was like, you know, I don't know if I have the courage to, like, wear a cool gypsy scarf attached to my bowler hat, and I was like, it takes enough tenacity to actually wear a bowler hat. So to wear a really cool scarf on my bowler hat was like, I don't know. So he actually signed, if you check out the photo on the Faith and Fandom page, he actually signed my bowler hat that said, rock the scarf or wear the scarf. So we talked about that. So your primary people you wanted to meet were all my hero people.
Yes.
So you met Bakugo today.
Todoroki and Deku. And then tomorrow I plan to meet Chisaki, All Might, and Froppy.
And that's one of the things, like, doing shows with a lot of celebrities and stuff, it kind of gets to the point that you see these people all the time, and it's not always super exciting. You know, it's like, you know, today, like, they had almost the whole cast of Aladdin, like the OG Aladdin. So you had Aladdin, Jasmine, Gilbert Gottfried, who's Iago, and Jafar all in a row, and I'm like, that's cool. That's not, I want to pay $60 to $80 to $100 to meet you and take a selfie cool, but it's cool. Like, out of all the people you saw today, who would you want to actually get a selfie with or a photo or get a signature if you could pick one person?
Probably Bakugo.
Really, over Todoroki and Deku? Well, you already have Dekus. But
yeah, because I wanted to say D-Nerd on it really badly.
Okay. So you want him to call... Did he at least call you a nerd when he talked to you?
No.
Oh, that's sad. So today was, you know, overall it's a good show. This is my first time doing a GalaxyCon outside of Raleigh, outside of North Carolina. It's a smaller feel than regular, than Raleigh GalaxyCon. But, you know, Saturdays are always the big days of the show. How does this one compare to you to, like, the con? Because you've visited me at, like, Heroes Con, and you've done some smaller shows with me. You've done Fayetteville with me. You've done some other shows. Like, did you like how big it was? Was it overwhelming? Like, what did you feel about how many people were in there as far as, like, vendors and artists?
I really liked it because each time I walked around, I found something I didn't the first time I walked around.
Yeah, that's a solid experience. Like, for me, though, like, when... But I think it's the con burnout, and I'm tired of just doing this so much that when I gaze at the expanse of Artist Alley booths and vendors and stuff like that, that I'm just like, I don't want to invest the time it's going to take to look at all these booths, and which is super hypocritical if I'm expecting people to actually come look at my booth, but I don't want to look at anybody else's booth. But that's the thing. It's if you're going to a con and you're going to just explore, that's one of the biggest things is you don't always have to carry a ton of money or plan to spend a lot of money, because if you've got the time and you can go to a con just to explore, it's really great. But like, it's hard for me to want to go look at booths when I know I've got to rush back to my booth, or I could be answering questions or talking to people and stuff like that. So it's a lot harder to actually just enjoy that. But you did good. You ran the booth by yourself a couple times today, right?
Yeah.
How'd you feel about that? Were you nervous? Were you scared? Were you visibly awkward and socially emo? Like, where were you at?
You said it backwards.
I know I said it backwards. Go ahead.
I felt awkward because it's a lot of people I don't know.
Well, yeah, you know like 3 people out of that building.
Yes.
So, How'd you do? Do you have, like, any deep conversations, or would you talk to anybody, like, for real? Or, I know you sold something. What'd you sell?
I sold a candle.
You sold a candle. So, big steps.
I sold a D20 that was blue and white.
Okay, so you sold a blue candle. For me, though, like, you were around for a bunch of them, but, like, we had some really good conversations with people. There's a young lady I talked to named Haley. So if Haley watches this or listens, you know, it's just that she had been through a lot, and, you know, just it was really cool just to hear how she kept going and her family story and stuff like that. So honestly, like, I mean, you've seen it, and even when I was talking to Haley with that this is never about money. Like, what we do with Faith and Fandom is never about money. It's never about, like, how much we're actually making. It really just does boil down to if we can actually connect with people in a real way. If we can connect with people in a real way and not go broke doing it. So, like, if we can cover booth costs and, you know, gas and hopefully hotel and stuff like that, you know, we don't really care if we make a profit doing this. I did realize I'm grossly underprepared on books. That I really feel like I'm going to sell out of books tomorrow. Not like we're going to have some amazing day, but I feel like we're going to sell out of books. And there was like this one point that you were sitting at the booth and I was about to go walk away. And like a lady started looking at the table, and then she looked over and saw me standing there, and she kind of freaked out a little bit, like that, you know, her church. Somebody's car alarm's going off. that her church uses Faith and Fandom for their group studies and stuff. And it was so neat to actually, like, see somebody just get excited, you know, about what their church is doing with Faith and Fandom and how they're using it. That's weird for you, like, to see people freak out meeting me, isn't it? Like,
yeah, not really.
You're just used to people getting excited about me? Like, how does... That's not... Like, for me... Do you ever think, like, why? Or...
No.
So what's your perspective of how other people view me doing this? Because, like...
I know it changes lives, so...
A wasn't ready for that. Shut up, nerd. But, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. That's the hope, what, you know, that what we do actually makes an impact. And so I'm grateful that you see that, because I know that a lot of times this pulls me away from home and, you know, that I'm gone a lot with this. And honestly, about half the weekends in the year, and you rarely get to come. Like, straight up, you're missing school to be here right now.
Yep.
And you're totally okay with that.
Yes.
But tomorrow's going to be a big day, I hope. We have a panel where we're going to discuss just faith and fandom in general. We're going to talk about what it's like to actually include your entertainment in your walk in your faith and how that affects other people. And then Sunday we have Geek Church, and I'm still working out the details of what Geek Church is going to look like on Sunday, and how that's going to play out. I mean, it was a solid day. We had some really good conversations, and realistically, I came out pretty encouraged. You know, one of the coolest things, though, is, like, honestly, the flipping place we ate dinner last night. So we found this restaurant just Googling stuff around us at the convention center. And there is a place called Wong Gonzalez. Wong Gonzalez. And it is Mexican-Asian fusion. And it was freaking delicious. One of the coolest things about traveling and going different places and visiting other things is, like, getting to experience what a town has to offer. And when we found Juan Gonzalez, you know, we both decided that's where we were going, that's what we were eating. And, man, it was delicious.
So good.
They had, like, a General So's burrito with, like, white rice and, like, nachos with white sauce. Not, like, cheese, but, like, Japanese white sauce. And they have bao filled with Mexican pork. And, you know, there's just, like, this cool stuff. So, like, it was really a great experience just finding a cool place to eat. But we ate at Juan Gonzalez last night, and
it's so good. It's
realistically. Huh?
It's magical.
It was magical. It's like, you started dancing. You started dancing when the waitress brought your food. And, you know, I wasn't thinking it was going to be bad, but I wasn't 100% sure it was going to be awesome. But you danced when your food was coming, and I straight danced hard when it was over. So, like, when I'm cleaning my plate, I'm, like, peanuts dancing, like, right there in the place. And, man, it was dope. It was so good. And realistically, we would eat there again every night we're in town. But we have to have a much better day at a con, budget-wise, to be able to do that. Because it was not expensive.
We just bought a lot of food.
We bought
there.
A lot of food, because that's the thing. Being on the con floor, it's kind of like, you know, a hardcore job day. Because yesterday, which was just, you know, our setup day, we were there for hours and hours. But today we are on the floor for 8 hours. Tomorrow we're going to be on the con floor for 10 hours. And that's just a long time. So we don't want to buy a ton of food in the con, and you're hungry and everything when you get out. So, but we feasted Thursday night. We feasted, and it was delicious. Tonight we just had some Waffle House because budget. And, but, you know, we did well enough today financially to do Waffle House.
Yes.
You know, if I sell out all of my books and can pack my booth up tomorrow, we'll totally go to Wong Gonzalez again. But just for the record, if you're listening to this or you're in this area, if you ever find yourself in Richmond, Virginia, go to Wong Gonzalez.
So good.
And, you know, it's like, and, you know, the puns are all over the place. You know, like the back of the server's shirt say,
it's so wrong.
It's so wrong. It's right. Or
it's so right. It's wrong.
Yeah, it's so right. It's wrong. Or the Wi-Fi password is wrong number. And it's, you know, it's just like straight up delicious food. If you like Japanese or Chinese or Mexican, it is straight up the best food I've eaten. Like, I'll put it so, it's the best food I've eaten outside of my home. In a hot minute, and I was grateful for that. What are you looking forward to? Because I know you talked about, or what'd you when you were gone from the booth for the last couple hours, what were you doing?
I was watching fantasy cosplay wrestling, where people dressed up like they were cosplaying, but they were wrestling at the same time in an actual wrestling match. And I was watching that for 2 hours straight, and it was amazing.
So name off some of the matches you saw in your fantasy cosplay wrestling.
Well, one of them was Loki and what's the villain's name from Incredibles?
Syndrome.
Yeah, it was Loki and Syndrome versus Carrot. What? From God of War.
Oh, Kratos.
Kratos. And,
What? Keep talking.
Oh. And it was Kratos and Link. And it was really awesome. Their announcer was Jem, which was really cool because I really like Jem. And there was one where it was Miles Morales and Peter Parker versus Jesse from Pokemon and Black Panther.
That's just a weird team up, though, by the way. I don't think in the history of any fan fiction you're ever going to come across Jesse from Pokemon teaming up with Black Panther. That just... does not remotely fit, unless you're saying that Black Panther is Jesse's Pokemon, and then that's just weird.
So the story was...
Oh, Lord.
James got lost, so she decided to go explore for a Pokemon in Africa, and she got a panther and brought it.
That's just so bad. I mean, I know wrestling plot lines in general aren't the coolest, you know, aren't always the suavest thing, but no, it's just such a bad storyline. But here's the other thing is that this is the, out of, like, I can't count how many cons I've done, but this is the second time out of all the cons I've done where wrestling rings were actually on the same con floor in Artist Alley in the vendor area. So, like, the first one was Danville that I saw, but this one straight up when the wrestling started, like, you'd be in the middle of having conversations or selling stuff in here, and, like, body slams and everything else, and you'd hear, in this corner, and all that stuff, like, just going off. And so, like, I felt really, really bad for anybody whose booth was, like, by the wrestling ring or by the stage, because I don't think you could hear anything other than chaos.
But it also could be beneficial because there's a lot of people watching the wrestling and you're right there near it.
Yeah, I feel you that there could be good interactions, but man, like, think about it, for what I'm trying to do, if I'm trying to have like a serious life conversation, you're just hearing all of that stuff. It's not crazy productive. but it was a good experience. I enjoyed that. And I honestly, being in, trying to set up a booth and traveling all this distance to do all this stuff, there's not a lot of time to actually even enjoy what's going on at the con as a person. So I haven't looked at anything that's happening. I don't know any other panels that are going on. I don't know anything that's going to do. I know my friend Jackie Kraft is here. And if you've read book 3 or even just seen stuff I post about, I think she's one of the blurbs on the back of book 5 as well. Or 6. I don't know. It's one of them. The one where she said I was nerdy chicken soup for the soul. But, you know, I don't even know what's going on at the show other than, you know, what's going on our booth. So I just encourage you, whatever show you actually go to, explore the book, explore the website, explore, you know, GalaxyCon even has an app. Take time to look and see what's going on, because the panels can be some of the coolest parts. The interactions can be some of the coolest parts. And I know Jackie's doing panels. I know she's doing the judging cosplay contest. I know there's a lot of other cool people there. So, you know, even if you're not at this show, make sure you do that. So what do you want to happen just for you tomorrow? Like, what do you want tomorrow to be like for you?
I want to participate in the Fortnite tournament. I want to go watch a bunch of panels and talk to people, meet people, and I want to watch more fantasy cosplay wrestling.
Okay. So that the cosplay wrestling was a big hit for you. You know, see, I tried in Raleigh last year, and, you know, I was like, okay, that's cool, but I'm going to go back to my hotel because I'm tired. But that's the thing, the fantasy cosplay wrestling didn't happen until, like, an hour and a half after the con.
Yeah, it's during the con now. It's, like, 6 through 8, the last 2 hours of the con.
Yeah, so that was happening. So, yeah, scale 1 to 10, what would you give today? Like, your whole experience, like, not just, like, what happened at our booth, like, on a whole, the whole con, like, what would you give today?
A 6.
A 6, gosh. No grace whatsoever. You know,
I like talking to vendors, and some of them weren't there.
And some of them weren't there?
No.
Oh, yeah. There were still a couple empty tables. My thing, the only thing, I bought stickers today. I only bought stickers. I try to not spend a lot of money until I know if I at least have enough gas money to get home. And my friend Joe Lissy, if I said his name right, but we end up doing a lot of same cons, traveling in the same circles. He did some cool stickers. I got a Baby Yoda sticker. I got a Deku sticker for you. I got a Raphael sticker from the Ninja Turtles video game, Part 2. And I got a Venom sticker from my friend John. But then the booth beside us, like directly to our left, had some really cute Pokemon stuff. And the girl had... is my hat around? It's on my hat. I don't know where my hat... My hat's up there. Never mind. No, that's good. They had a pin of a Mareep.
Or a sticker.
A pin or a sticker of Mareep, which is a sheep from Pokemon. A little cuddly sheep. And like the pin said, Mareep, what you sow. And I'm like, it's a Bible verse, and it's a Pokemon pun. Ha ha! And so, like, I bought stickers of that. I bought a pin of that. You know, it was just really good. And, so I only bought things from two places. And I may not buy anything else from the rest of it, but it really is just a good experience. Hey, Nikki Barnes, you just had a baby. Congratulations. Cheers. but, no, it was a good con experience. We've got 2 more full days. What's the schedule say? Hold on. We've got
10 to 8 p.m. on Saturday.
10 to 8 a.m. or 10 to 8 p.m. 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Saturday in, you know, there. And then my panel for Faith and Fandom discussion is at 5:15 tomorrow. And then we have Geek Church at 10:45 a.m. on Sunday. But, you know, we've got 10 hours on the con floor tomorrow, and then we've got however many on Sunday. So we've got a lot of time left in this show. And so if you're of the praying persuasion, please pray for us. We would have good conversations and just have a positive experience. We wouldn't be good with our neighbors. I don't think we've annoyed anybody to death yet. And I got to say this, though, too, dude. One of the best things that really we picked up on this one is using walkie-talkies. Because one of the reasons I was really hesitant to bring you with me on the show is because GalaxyCon can be crowded and it can be full and there can be thousands of people there. And I was super duper nervous. Ease up, heavy breather. you can drown the people out. I was super nervous about bringing you to this show because I was just straight up afraid you would get abducted or hurt or something like that. But, you know, before we left, we made sure we had walkie-talkies. And so, you know, every time you left the booth, I was able to walkie-talkie you. And we ran covert missions when I left my laptop in the convention center and you were able to go in there and get it. So I would just straight up say if you, because cell phone signal cannot always be reliable in a convention center scenario. Cell phone signal cannot always be trustworthy. So I would straight up recommend if you are taking family or if you have booth people that you need to be able to communicate, get some flipping walkie-talkies because today was a game changer. of having some walkie-talkies available. So we're going to chill out and rest and watch some Office on Netflix in our jammies before we wrap up for tonight. So thanks for tuning in. If you're listening on the podcast or if you're watching this on Facebook Live, we appreciate you. And we'll be back with a little more info about how GalaxyCon Richmond is turning out in the days ahead. Thanks, and hope you have a great night if I don't fall out of this chair pushing a button. Bye!